Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Welcome to the 1001st episode of Pray Every Day. And in celebration of this, of reaching that milestone, I'm offering you a free ebook. It's called Prevail, and you can find it at marydemuth.com/prevail. It is only offered to Pray Every Day listeners, and so I pray that it would help you as you face the battles in your life, because if you're like me, this year has been full of battles, and this is a book about spiritual warfare and how to find victory in your life. And so I pray it blesses you. We are in Genesis 27, and this is another long chapter. So I am dividing it up into two, verses 1 through 29. In the Message, it says this: "When Isaac had become an old man and was nearly blind, he called his eldest son Esau and said, 'My son.' 'Yes, father.' 'I'm an old man,' he said. 'I might die any day now. Do me a favor. Get your quiver of arrows and your bow and go out in the country and hunt me some game. Then fix me a hearty meal, the kind that you know I like, and bring it to me to eat so that I can give you my personal blessing before I die.' Rebekah was eavesdropping as Isaac spoke to his son Esau. As soon as Esau had gone off to the country to hunt game for his father, Rebekah spoke to her son Jacob. 'I just overheard your father talking with your brother Esau. He said, "Bring me some game and fix me a hearty meal so that I can eat and bless you with God's blessing before I die. Now, my son, listen to me. Do what I tell you. Go to the flock and get me two young goats. Pick the best. I'll prepare them into a hearty meal, the kind that your father loves. Then you'll take it to your father. He'll eat and bless you before he dies." "But mother," Jacob said, "my brother Esau is a hairy man and I have smooth skin. What happens if my father touches me? He'll think I'm playing games with him. I'll bring down a curse on myself instead of a blessing." "If it comes to that," his mother said, "I'll take the curse on myself. Now just do what I say. Go and get the goats." So when he went, he went and got them and brought them to his mother, and she cooked a hearty meal, the kind his father loves so much. Rebekah took the dress-up clothes of her older son Esau and put them on her younger son Jacob. She took the goatskins and covered his hands and the smooth nape of his neck. Then she placed the hearty meal she had fixed and fresh baked bread that she baked into the hands of her son Jacob. He went to his father and said, "My father." "Yes," he said. "Which son are you?" Jacob answered his father, "I'm your firstborn son, Esau. I did what you told me. Come now, sit up and eat some of my game so you can give me your personal blessing." Isaac said, "So soon? How did you get it so quickly?" "Because your God cleared the way for me." Isaac said, "Come close, son. Let me touch you. Are you really my son, Esau?" So Jacob moved close to his father, Isaac. Isaac felt him and said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." He didn't recognize him because his hands were hairy, like his brother Esau's. But as he was about to bless him, he pressed him, "You sure you are my son, Esau?" "Yes, I am." Isaac said, "Bring the food so I can eat of my son's game and give you my personal blessing." Jacob brought it to him and he ate. He also brought him wine and he drank. Then Isaac said, "Come close to me and kiss me." He came close and kissed him, and Isaac smelled the smell of his clothes. Finally, he blessed him. "Ah, the smell of my son is like the smell of the open country, blessed by God. May God give you of heaven's dew and earth's bounty of grain and wine. May peoples serve you and nations honor you. You will master your brothers, and your mother's sons will honor you. Those who curse you will be cursed, and those who bless you will be blessed. Mind if I pray for you?" Lord Jesus, thank you for this story, and thank you for the fact that we can be conniving folk, and yet your will and your story continues on. And Lord, I'm thankful for that, because I'm a sinner. I'm surrounded by sinners. There's sinners all over the world, and yet even the acts of sinners and liars cannot thwart your plan. So Lord, help us to rest in that today, that we don't need to fret because of evildoers along the way. We serve the King of Kings, the one who sees, the one who has a beautiful plan that we don't necessarily understand, but that you are in control of, our sovereign, beautiful, powerful God. And so, Lord, for those who are suffering in their relationships with their family today, just kind of seeing all the discord in this particular family. One parent loved one child and one parent loved a different child, and the deception going on. Lord, I know that there are families out there like this where there's deception and lying and cheating and parents favoring some over the other, and just the pain that that can be too. Lord, I pray for the person who feels like one parent or both parents favored other children over them. And I just thank you so much that even though that may be true, we are your favorite, that you love us equally among each other. And I'm so, so grateful for that. Lord, help us to rest in your love and your compassion and your care for us, even though we have been harmed by others, even though we have experienced discord and pain. Lord, I do pray blessings, just as you blessed through Isaac, blessed his son, Jacob. I pray this blessing over my listeners today, that they would receive the dew of heaven and grain and wine. I just pray that you would bless them with strength and honor and power and just enough energy today to face today. Lord, sometimes that's all we need of your blessing, is just enough strength for the day. And I pray that today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to the 101st episode of Pray Every Day. If you'd like your free ebook, you can go to marydemuth.com/prevail and follow the steps there, and you will receive the ebook right away. So I'm really grateful for you, and I really truly pray that it will bless you and just give you the strength you need to kind of deal with the next couple months as we head into the Christmas season. I pray it blesses you. Bye-bye.